He who knows your dreams knows you better than your closest friend. He reads the longings in your heart, and he is with you now, as always. Well, here we are again, coming to your home via the airwaves. You know, we people in radio have quite a job mapped out for us. Our one aim is to bring you the kind of radio entertainment you like. And in our quest, we plumb the heights and depths, searching out the kind of recorded music that's most popular with young and old. And we write dramas the way they'll most appeal to you, and we talk to you the way we'd talk to you if we were right there in your living room. And we rack our brains sometimes wondering what to do next that'll appeal to you. Because we know if we don't appeal to you, well, you just won't invite us into your home again, that's all. Yes, this job in radio is quite a challenge. One that we meet not just once a week, but day after day. To you, the result seems like a conglomeration of voices, music, drama, sport news, world news, farm news. Profiles of famous people. Interview with a man on the street. Silhouettes in symphony. Dishpan serenades. Daytime dramas. Tune factories. Reviews, previews, interviews, women's programs, men's programs, children's programs. And why? Why to make your day move faster? To keep you informed, enlightened, amused, humored, happy, hopeful, helpful, and incidentally, well stocked with the better things of life, such as a sponsor's product. Yes, radio is some job. It wears you out, but it never makes you weary. It breaks down your energy, but it builds up your interest. It's enervating to the system, but it's stimulating to the mind, which is all just another way of saying, we hope we're welcome. Now, listeners think we radio folk are disembodied spirits, voices drifting across the airwaves, detached from reality. We're a name to you, no more. Different from other mortals. The essence of wind, rain, and stars. In short, a radio personality. Your doings are with normal things. Ours with kilowatts, transmitters, teletype machines, grinding out the news for eager hands to snatch, edit, delete, deliver. We're the product of the age. Broadcasters. Voices. Accents. Inflections. Sounds riding the airwaves. Vibrations. Words that bring encouragement. Words that make you shiver. We come to you by the grace of a million typing fingers. Thousands of fretting minds analyzing the trend, the pulse beat of a nation. Hundreds of precise brains weighing on charts the portent of the times. We who represent the radio industry are sired by plans, graphs, conferences, and telephones ringing constantly. We're the projection of a network running zigzag across the nation, a maze of intersecting lines. Instead of people, to you, we're names. And here's the way we visit you. The engineer reports on duty, is assigned a studio, takes his place before the control board, tests the microphone, the voice level. The producer examines the script, checks the clock, raises his hand. The morning program commences. On the nose, as the narrator begins to talk. But to whom? To row after row of attentive audience? To watching eyes? To applauding hands? No. No, the narrator talks to you. To you in Steubenville, Ohio, who dropped a card saying, good luck and success. To you in Charleston, who said, I enjoy your show. It means a lot to me. To you in Dallas, Texas, who wrote, your program bears a message. To you in Denver, in Toronto, in Idaho, to all of you who took the time to drop a card or write a line, just to let us know you hear our voice, this disembodied spirit entering your home through an atmosphere of fog or rain or shine. Here the soundproof walls are bare. The studio is empty. No sunlight filters through. But the voice sees no part of this. He is speaking intimately to you over the river, beyond all time. He has vaulted the brick barriers of the city to step for 15 minutes into homes across the valleys where people live and dream and hope and pray. He spans distance in a second, and his voice speaks on, not to the conquering legions, but simply in his most friendly way, to you. That's our version of radio people. The people who try to bring you entertainment, enlightenment, and enjoyment. And in spite of all this to do about their merits or their lack of merit, and the excitement that surrounds them constantly, they're still very human. Honestly, just guys and gals with families and friends and the hope that they're really doing a job. As far as that job goes, well, it isn't much more than the desire to leave something pleasant with you that wasn't there before they dropped in to say, hello. To them, their work is worthwhile if they've given you even a little spark of hope or ambition. And when we say ambition, we mean something like this. Today, no matter what may come, I face a new adventure. Great though the odds may be, today is mine. Unchartered by my footsteps, in which I'm free to seek fulfillment. Somehow, some way, in search of destiny. Now, until the next time we meet, this is your Dreamweaver saying goodbye and reminding you, when a strong will cannot batter down obstacles, it finds a way around. Thank you.